I now give the floor to His Excellency Thuc Luon Sisulit, Vice Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs of Laos People's Democratic Republic.
Mr. President, on behalf of the Government of Lao People's Democratic Republic, I would like to extend my sincere congratulations to Your Excellency John Ash of Antigua and Barbuda on your election as President of this 68th session of the UN General Assembly. May I also assure our full support and cooperation to Your Excellency in the discharge of your noble duty. Likewise, I would like to sincerely commend Excellency Vuk Jeremic for the successful assumption of his task as President of the 67th session. The Government of the Lao PDA offers its condolences to the government of and the people of Kenya on the loss of life as a result of the terrorist attack last week in Nairobi, and I join the international community in condemning such inhumane act. Mr. President, this year, 2013, marks a new turning point in promoting international cooperation for development and in addressing global poverty. At the World Summit on Sustainable Development, or Rio Plus 20, held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in 2012. The world leaders initiated an international consultative process to chart out vision and concrete action for enhancing sustainable development in the post-2015. This clearly testifies that poverty eradication and sustainable development remains our prevailing priority. Because throughout the past decades, despite tremendous efforts made by the international community to achieve development and poverty reduction targets, 1.2 billion poor people, or 22% of the world population, still live in poverty. In addition, natural environment continue to be threatened and damaged that has led to climate imbalance, frequent occurrence of natural disasters, which have become unfamiliar phenomenon that had rarely been seen in the past years. Moreover, political and social unrest and armed conflicts occurred in different parts of the world, continue to prolong, and there has not been any sign of immediate resolution. Likewise, the global and regional economic financial crisis has intensified its gravity that has posed long-term impact on developing countries, especially the least developed ones. Mr. President, such state of development of political, social, economic, and environmental situation continue to obstruct and impede all nations in attaining sustainable development goals, including the MDGs. Against this backdrop, it is more crucial than ever for the international community to redouble its efforts in enhancing development cooperation based on sincere mutual assistance, but for the benefits of all. As the world today becomes increasingly interdependent, no single country can develop and survive on its own without engagement and cooperation of the international community. In this context, the global institutions like the United Nations have an important role to fulfill in advocating international development cooperation. On this occasion, I would like to commend Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for his tireless efforts in promoting international cooperation, including between the United Nations and regional organizations in different parts of the world in this complex and challenging global environment. A nation's political stability and security constitutes a vital factor for enabling environment and condition to advance sustainable development. However, many regions of the world are experiencing social unrest, political strife, and military confrontation. And all this has posed a major threat to global regional peace and security. In this regard, we share the common concern over the deteriorating situation in the Middle East, which has lasted for years now. We call upon all parties concerned to work together and find peaceful solution in order to save the lives of the innocent people. In this spirit, the Laopedia welcomes the agreement reached by Russia and the United States on Syria's chemical weapons. Addressing the issue of Palestine based on the principle of creating two independent states of Palestine and Israel, living side by side in peace, requires an urgent attention from the international community. In this regard, the Laopedia commends the efforts made by Israel and Palestine to resume a peace negotiation, which marks an important milestone in the promotion of peace in the region. The unilateral embargo on the Republic of Cuba, an independent state, is deemed unjust and contrary to the international law, causing major impact on the lives of the peace-loving Cuban people. Therefore, it is now time to put an end to the embargo. Mr. President, the Laopedia always attaches great importance to creating peaceful environment and to safeguarding political stability for national development with a view to graduating from the least developed country status. To this end, the Lao government has deployed its utmost efforts in pursuing consistent foreign policy and promoting international cooperation at all levels. We continue to attentively fulfill our international obligations in maintaining peace and promoting the rule of law. In this vein, the Lao government has mapped out a policy direction on state governed by the rule of law, on promotion and protection of fundamental rights of people of all strata. To this date, the Laopedia is party to many international instruments on human rights. The national law on human rights, including the law on the rights of women and children, has been enacted and amended. To continue fulfilling its international obligation, the Laopedia has presented candidatures for membership in the Human Rights Council for the term 2016 to 2018, as well as the membership in the Executive Board of UNDP, UNFPA for 2016 and 18. And we do hope that the Laopedia will be given an opportunity to work with the international community within the aforesaid frameworks. At regional level, the Laopedia has played an active part in the process of ASEAN community building, consisting of three pillars, namely political security community, economic community, and social cultural community, which will commence on the 31st December 2015. We believe that political and economic strength of ASEAN community will form a solid ground for regional cooperation, thus contributing to the maintenance and promotion of peace, security, and development in the region and the world at large. The Laopedia has played an important role as chair of the framework of the cooperation between the two continents, Asia and Europe, or ASEM, from 2010 to 2012, and was given a great honor to host the 9th ASEM Summit from 5 to 6 November in Vientiane under the theme Friendship for Peace, Partnership for Prosperity, which was successfully concluded at the summit, leaders from the two continents has constructive exchange of views on ways and means to promote peace and enhance cooperation, development cooperation in their respective regions for the benefits of the two peoples in Asia and Europe, as well as to ensure the legitimate rights to live in peace and improve their well-being. The Laos government is proud to be given this opportunity to fulfill this important obligation, and I would like to take this opportunity to express my deep gratitude to all friendly countries and international community for the support and assistance extended to the Lao PDR, which has led to the successful outcome of the summit. Mr. President, despite various achievements in socio-economic development, being both least developed and landlocked country, the Lao PDR remains vulnerable and continues to face numerous challenges in development and poverty reduction efforts, as clearly reflected in the recent third National MDG Progress Report launched early this month. To achieve all MDGs, the country must continue to overcome daunting challenges such as child malnutrition, gender inequality in education, and addressing the impact caused by unexploded ordnance contamination. Nevertheless, the Lao government will continue to lead its people in moving ahead together with the international community in tackling numerous challenges in order to achieve the MDGs. The Lao PDR is one of the most affected countries by cluster munitions and unexploded ordnance, which continue to pose major constraints to the national socio-economic development and poverty reduction. In this regard, the Lao PDR calls upon all countries to consider acceding to the Convention on Cluster Munitions with a view to ensuring total ban on cluster munitions, as well as helping address the impact of cluster munitions. Mr. President, in 2014, the group of landlocked developing countries will undertake a 10-year review conference on the implementation of the Almaty Program of Action on addressing specific problems and special needs of the LDCs. Addressing the special problems of the LLDCs has become a regional and international obligation. Regardless of their development level, these countries will not be able to address the impact of their landlockedness without international cooperation, especially from the transit countries and development partners. In this context, the review conference scheduled in 2014 is of great importance, not only for the LLDCs, but also for all development partners. This conference will provide an excellent opportunity for the international community to identify the emerging challenges and adopt a new cooperation framework aiming at addressing the impact of landlockedness faced by the LLDCs. We have high hope and expectation on the outcome of this said conference, as it would adopt a new policy direction and more concrete measures reflecting the current development environment that can form a basis for addressing the specific problems faced by the LLDCs in the next decade. The success of this conference would certainly demonstrate the spirit of genuine partnership and mutual assistance among the members of international community. Therefore, in my capacity as chair of the group of landlocked developing countries, I wish to take this opportunity to call upon all parties, including international organizations as well as the United Nations system, international financial institution, private sector, and non-governmental organizations to participate actively in the preparation and organization of this conference in view of ensuring its successful outcome. Thank you very much.